Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming. And on our KGLO live line this morning, we have former Nyack women's basketball coach Todd Chiquetto. Well, that's hard for me to say, Todd. That really is.
That was weird to hear.
Todd Chiquetto with us. You know, you've been on campus for, it's 9 years, isn't it? You've been in town?
Yeah, nine seasons, yep.
Man, started out as an assistant coach, and then you've had quite a run as a head coach. But tell everybody what your plans are now as you get ready to leave Nyack.
Yeah, well, I'm heading to Stewart County Community College down in Liberal, Kansas. It's a good trip. It's 10 and a half hours from here. It's 6 hours from Dallas, Texas, where my parents are, and one of my brothers and his family, so it's a good move that way. They're Division I junior college. They have a huge tradition. Their last three coaches, the one's the head coach at Oklahoma State, one's at Emporia State, the D2, and one got a really good payday at another junior college out in New Mexico. So it's a prestigious job. It's one of the top 10 JUCO jobs in the country, I think. The community is amazing. It's a lot like Nyack with a lot more, I think, support financially. They have a pretty good booster club down there. So I think it's special. At one point, they had a 100-game home winning streak. Currently, Nyack has over a 30-game home winning streak. So there's a lot of similarities. I just think the ability to give more scholarship money, and I think I can get the same kind of kids. I'm about to sign a 6'4 kid girl from Egypt. So it just opens up the door to more opportunities.
So was this something that you were looking for yourself? Did you put feelers out, or were they coming at you? And I'm guessing that if you've got the number one ranked team, as you did this last year, the number one seeded team, your coach of the year, and you got the player of the year, and all of these things are falling into place, you had to have your phone ringing a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, and honestly, for the last 4 or 5 years, I've had opportunities to explore options I didn't. I like Nyack. I wanted to be here, so I didn't explore those. I was actually offered a job that I didn't apply for about a month ago with a huge pay raise. I turned it down because I like Nyack, and this came up. It was a conversation, and I was told to apply. I applied, went through the first interview, second interview was a five-hour Zoom with 20 different people, and, you know, they called me 2 nights ago and offered me the job, and it was tough, but you know, everybody I talked to here supported me and knew it was a good move for me, professionally and personally.
What do you like best about you know, I know you talked about some of the locations and some of the dollars and cents things. The physical plant that you're working with there, talk about the facilities and things that you've got to work with there for attracting kids to go to that school.
Well, their gym's called the Greenhouse. They sell it out. Women's basketball is their best attended sport. It's in a community. It's small, 20,000. So it's like Mason City. It's a rural community. Like I said, very well supported. The thing with Division I JUCO, you can give room and board on the scholarships too. And I don't know if people know that at Nyack, you can't. It's just a Division II rule. So again, I can get my team was good enough to compete at the top of the Division I Junior College Conference last year. They just happened to be here at Nyack, so it's not necessarily that I'm going to a better team because we were there. It's just for long term, and honestly, my family had a lot to do with it. Moving closer to my family is a big part of it.
Well, Todd, now I've got to get your reaction or what the reaction was locally. I know you've worked closely with the athletic director, Dan Mason, at Nyack for all of these years. And then the reaction of the players, too. What was that like?
It was hard. Yeah, obviously I'm a little emotional right now, but everybody was supportive. That was big for me. And we'll see what's going on with some of the players. Obviously, Nyack's a great place, and I know some will want to follow me. We'll take that up when it get to it. But, you know, I'm trying to help Dan find the right coach here, too. I think it's a great place. And Dan's been great and just very supportive.
Yeah, I can only imagine, and I can hear the emotion in your voice too. I mean, you can't spend 9 years of your life someplace and not have a tie to it, can you?
No, it's the community, the AAU and all that, so it's a big move.
Yeah, are there some of those kinds of things that that you hope to take with you as well to Liberal Kansas?
Yeah. Well, I told the AAU team I'd come back and coach them on the weekends next year, so we'll see.
I want to see that. Now, I know you're a road warrior because I, too, have traveled the countryside an awful lot, going from one game to the next at night and getting up early the next morning and so forth, but you've had some real long recruiting trips to get back to campus. I would guess that'd be pretty tough to come back this way for weekends.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm going to be recruiting up here quite a bit. I'm going to have a heavy Minnesota flavor down there again. And, you know, obviously, if there's a good Iowa girl, I'm going to try taking her. So, I'll be up quite a bit. Like I said, the travel budget is really good for recruiting down there, so I'll be able to get on a plane occasionally and get up and do some recruiting. So I won't be a stranger for sure.
Outstanding. Yeah, just in kind of closing, Todd, what would you like to say to the fans that have come out to watch? Because let's face it, in the last several years, people come out in big crowds to watch Nyack women's basketball and Nyack men's basketball. We've had a couple of great groups here the last several years. And what do you say to the fans that enjoy coming out to watch Nyack hoops?
Yeah, it's been great. And like you said, I think we brought women's basketball to a different level up here, and that's been great. And you'll like this. I had a ref text me this morning and said how much he enjoyed reffing my games, who would have thought? But you know, it's just been great. The crowd's been great. It got bigger and bigger over the years, and I think that was a testament to the type of kids we brought in. Obviously, they're talented, but they're really good kids, too. So it's just been great.
Well, I've always wanted to have a reason to go to Liberal Kansas, so I guess I'll have to step down and visit you, huh?
Yeah, you can actually fly through Denver and then to Liberal. You can be right there.
Oh, is that right? Okay. All right. Well, see if we can make some connections and head down that way. And then I guess for it, maybe you'll put Nyack on your schedule. What do you think?
You know what? Yeah, the schedule's done this year, but I thought about that coming up for a tournament. Like, we can actually travel anywhere we want to play. So maybe coming up to the Coney's Mark would be a good idea to start the year at some point.
I think it'd be a great idea. You know, and
yeah.
I know schedules are made to be broken. You can always add yourself into that.
Well, we actually have one game to schedule still, but we're probably going to schedule South Plains, who's actually the top team in the country last year at D1 JUCO. So,
wow.
But the following year, and who knows what's going to go on with COVID anyway. So, but we will definitely look at possibly getting up here for a weekend.
Hey, Todd, it's really been great following you along your coaching ranks at Nyack, and I look forward to following you too in your new position. And I truly wish you the very, very best.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Todd. Todd Cicchetto, women's basketball coach at Seward County Community College. He's moving to Kansas after 9 years on the Nyack campus. And you can hear that emotion in his voice. And, you know, just after talking with the staff at Nyack and his players and so forth, yeah, it's been emotional for him. So we wish him the very, very best. He's done a great job with Nyack. Obviously, coach of the year last year, player of the year last year. He had the number one ranked team, the number one seeded team, and he was always easy to work with. As a broadcaster, I had always had a great relationship in working with Todd, so I do wish him the very, very best.